Welcome to the Newsbusters podcast with the executive editor of Newsbusters, your host, Tim Graham.
Hello and welcome to a very special episode of the Newsbusters podcast. I can categorically state that my brothers have not advised me on how to spin this episode. Although my older brother has built a career in the Boy Scouts, and my younger brother is a newsman with a fine taste in hot dogs. Oh, so our Nick Fondacaro sort of felt like yesterday was Newsbuster Christmas. The Washington Post dropped a bombshell story detailing how CNN host Chris Cuomo was part of Andrew Cuomo's sexual harassment advisory team. It's not something you tell the viewers you're doing. According to Washington Post reporters Josh Dawsey and Sarah Ellison, CNN anchor Chris Cuomo advised his brother, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, and senior members of the governor's staff on how to respond to sexual harassment allegations made earlier this year by women who had worked with the governor, according to four people familiar with the discussions. They're missing the other number. How many women? Was it 10? Women who alleged sexual harassment? That number wasn't in there. They added, Cuomo, one of the network's top stars, joined a series of conference calls that included the Democratic governor's top aide, his communications team, lawyers, and a number of outside advisors, according to the people familiar with the conversations, who spoke on the condition of anonymity to describe the private sessions. Here, as usual, you'd sure love to know who the anonymous sources are. I'm sure Chris Cuomo would like to know who the anonymous sources are. It came out of this story, Chris had encouraged his brother to take a defiant position and not to resign from the governor's office. In March, Governor Cuomo blamed cancel culture for the numerous women who'd come forward with allegations of sexual misconduct.
I won't speculate about people's possible motives, but I can tell you, as a former attorney general who's gone through this situation many times, there are often many motivations for making an allegation. Politicians who don't know a single fact, but yet form a conclusion and an opinion, are, in my opinion, reckless and dangerous. Politicians take positions for all sorts of reasons, including political expediency and bowing to pressure. But people know the difference between playing politics, bowing to cancel culture, and the truth. People know the difference between playing politics, bowing to cancel culture, and the truth.
This is what happens. This is the brotherly love that comes along with the sketchy ethics. In March, the Albany Times-Union reported the embattled governor had given his family special priority status for receiving and processing COVID tests in the early days of the pandemic. That would include Chris. Not only that, his mother and at least one of his sisters were also tested by top New York State Health Department officials, some several times. Typically, Chris wasn't going to report on this story on CNN when it broke.
Before we start tonight, let me say something that I'm sure is very obvious to you who watch my show. And thank you for that. You're straight with me, I'll be straight with you. Obviously, I'm aware of what's going on with my brother. And obviously, I cannot cover it because he is my brother.
And this was sort of the comedy of this whole thing, is that CNN made this decision to let Chris interview his brother over and over again on CNN, touting his management of COVID.
My brother, thank you for coming back to the show.
Mom told me I had to.
What is it?
You know, first, I thought I did so well on that nasal test, standing up there. She did the swab. I did not flinch. I was a cool dude in a loose mood.
Now, you know, I've seen you referred to a little bit recently as the love gov, and I'm wondering if that's bleeding into your demeanor at all, making you a little soft.
Do you think that you are an attractive person now because you're single and ready to mingle? Do you really think you are some desirable single person?
Then when Cuomo's scandals came out, they decided, well, Chris can't really do this. He could do the positive stuff, but somehow it was wrong for him to do the negative stuff. And then they just didn't do negative stuff. How convenient. On Thursday night, Cuomo addressed the large Democrat donkey in the room.
If you'll remember, I told you back in the beginning of March, I can't cover my brother's troubles. It wouldn't be fair. And you got it then, and I appreciate you understanding. Now, today, there are stories out there about me offering my brother advice. Of course I do. This is no revelation. I have said it publicly, and I certainly have never hidden it.
I'm sorry. I think people presume that CNN and Chris Cuomo have the good sense to not have Cuomo advising Cuomo on a regular basis. Sounds like a terrible idea. But this is what happens when CNN hires a Cuomo. They knew what they were getting into, right? It's like that. It's like the joke commentary in the movie Airplane.
They bought their tickets. They knew what they were getting into. I say, let them crash.
Cuomo went on to add,
I can be objective about just about any topic, but not about my family.
Right-o. That's why you shouldn't be covering your family.
My family means everything to me, and I am fiercely loyal to them. I'm family first, job second.
Not a shocker. So why is CNN paying this guy for years and years, millions and millions of dollars? So now Cuomo's saying,
I understand why that was a problem for CNN. It will not happen again. It was a mistake. Because I put my colleagues here, who I believe are the best in the business, in a bad spot. I never intended for that. I would never intend for that. And I am sorry for that.
But here's the worst and dumbest part.
This is a unique and difficult situation. And that's okay. I know where the line is.
No, you don't. You most obviously don't know where the line is. And neither does CNN. CNN wanted to milk this Smothers Brothers comedy routine. They don't have any idea where the line is. They decimated the line. They dropped neutron bombs on the line. You know, I'm sure he feels bad. I'm sure Chris was like, oh, sorry. Sorry, my colleagues at CNN. I somehow made this network look partisan. Well, it looks partisan 24/7. So you don't have to feel that bad. So what did CNN state? On the record, they said what Chris did was inappropriate. It was inappropriate to engage in conversations that included members of the governor's staff, which Chris acknowledges. He will not participate in such conversations going forward. So what they're basically saying there is, Chris Cuomo can, you know, advise his brother. He's just got to be careful about it. He's just got to do it over the phone with nobody present. It looks bad when he's on a Zoom call with 23 people. Yeah, it does look bad. But what's going to happen? Nothing. Dylan Byers, who used to be at CNN in the media unit, alongside Stelter,
a gender-neutral potato head,
tweeted, Cuomo just re-upped his contract for many millions per year. CNN ratings aren't going down because of this. They invested in him. They don't want to pay him to go away, and they don't have a good replacement. So life goes on. Byers went on to say the only thing that would cause CNN to dump Cuomo was, quote, an overwhelming revolt from journalists at CNN, coupled with sustained damage to the CNN brand that goes beyond Twitter and into the real world. Well, the real world we're living in is that everybody knows who CNN is. It is the Cuomo News Network. ABC hired George Stephanopoulos. They knew what they were getting into. They knew what it said. George Stephanopoulos hasn't been careful. George Stephanopoulos was pretty honest that he was on the phone with James Carville on pretty much a daily basis. When you hire someone from a Democrat clan, you're going to get a Democrat. And you're going to see it on the air. Now, there are exceptions to this. You know, we would cite Jeff Greenfield, who was a speechwriter for Robert F. Kennedy, and then as a political analyst years later, was objective compared to other people. Maybe not completely objective, but seemed a little less partisan than other people. So it's not like you're doomed just based on your last name. But this is exactly what Chris Cuomo has been. This is just especially embarrassing. CNN's Oliver Darcy tweeted, "The revelation that Cuomo advised his brother has vexed staffers inside CNN. They are vexed. Nobody cares. Nobody in CNN cares what the staff thinks about this. Multiple CNN staffers told me they were bothered by Cuomo's conduct and the violation of traditional journalistic standards." Traditional journalistic standards and CNN don't really go together, people. We hate to break it to you. There's no professionalism in what CNN's been doing. Look at all of their coverage of Trump in the last 4 or 5 years and try to tell me that's professionalism. That was just an ongoing CNN impeachment inquiry. I'm sure there are people who work inside CNN who resent the idea that Chris Cuomo is a multimillionaire because his name is Cuomo. Not because he's smart, not because he's the best journalist there, because his name is Cuomo, and everybody knows it. Chris Cuomo's not going anywhere. Andrew Cuomo is not going anywhere.
Harassment is not making someone feel uncomfortable. That is not harassment. If I just made you feel uncomfortable, that is not harassment. That's you feeling uncomfortable.
At least not for now. More after this.
MRC-store.com.
Pro-gun, pro-life, pro-God, and pro-America? Welcome to the Pro Shop.
MRC-store.com.
T-shirts, hoodies, goodies, and much more.
MRC-store.com.
The only store that always offers conservatives more.
That's MRC-store.com.
Log on, log in, and help the Media Research Center while shopping for great gear today.
MRC-store.com.
All right, some quick hits now of things that are happening that we're writing about or will write about at Newsbusters. CNN's Don Lemon is a bit of a goofball, which means he's perfect for CNN. He comes on and starts talking about the Republican Party, and of course, as we know, CNN is trying to say that in Fareed Zakaria's case, the Republican Party is basically Satan's plaything. Don Lemon said,
"The only party now that is operating in reality is the Democratic Party. The Republican Party is obsolete. The Republican Party is not dealing and living in reality."
Then he says,
"And again, I'm not a political person. I'm a person who lives in reality. I'm a journalist. I can see and I can hear and I can think."
If there's anything ridiculous in today's world, is a CNN journalist saying, "I'm a person who lives in reality. I'm not political." Who works at CNN on air who you could say is not political?
No, people are like, "Oh my gosh, they're not going to believe that."
Especially Don Lemon. When you've got a show like this where he comes out and he and Cuomo are doing the handoff and they're both ripping on conservatives, these people are all required to drop bombs, from Jake Tapper to Stelter to Berman to Schuto. They're all, Brianna Keeler, they're all required to drop bombs. The idea that any of them are not political people.
I believe in belonging to a political party. I'm an independent. But right now, our democracy is in danger and it's because of one party, and that's the Republican Party.
Ridiculous. This is as funny as Oliver Darcy stating in his online story in Chris Cuomo. "Journalists typically do not engage in politics so that they can cover the news in an impartial manner. As Brent Bozell would say, George Orwell, call your office. Freedom is slavery, and CNN is impartial." Curtis Hauck has a piece on Joy Reid's outrage that the University of North Carolina is getting cold feet. They have dared to deny tenure to the history-mangling New York Times writer Nicole Hannah Jones. Joy Reid got it exactly backwards by proclaiming,
"The Republican obsession with falsifying our nation's history continues."
Wrong-o. It's Nicole Hannah Jones who's falsified our nation's history. She claimed slavery was the all-consuming reason for the American Revolution, which historians of the period denounced as baloney. CNN's Brandon Tensley came to her defense saying, "It's impossible to ignore the politics in the decision." Yes, it is, starting with her hiring in the first place. Scott Whitlock noted, CNN on Thursday devoted a segment to sticking up for Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
In a letter to City Hall, Chicago City Hall reporter, she wrote, "There are only a handful of beat reporters of color in the City Hall press corps. There are zero women of color assigned to the City Hall beat, zero. I find this unacceptable, and I hope you do too. It is impossible for this glaring lack of diversity not to be reflected in the daily coverage of government, politics, and city life every single day."
The other networks didn't touch this. CNN came to her defense. Anchor John Berman made it a big deal that jerks like Fox News.
"Well, some people are playing it. So, you know, some people are playing it basically as no whites allowed. That's how it's being portrayed, as you can imagine, on an entire cable network."
How dare they? Lynn Sweet brought the usual no big deal line.
"I just want to say from the beginning, I am not troubled by this. I've been part of the Chicago press corps for a long, long time. And Lori Lightfoot did not say anything that we did not know. So what's going on, John? For one day, she's trying to shake everybody up and shine a spotlight on the lack of diversity in the City Hall press corps."
Look, this is simply a gaffe by the mayor. She's trying to make a point that her press corps is too white. And maybe, just maybe, she's trying to intimidate white journalists into feeling guiltier and going easier on her. But it is absolutely easy pickings for those of us who can't stand that people who use the words diversity and inclusion market by excluding people of pallor. The mayor has every right to do this, pick the journalist she wants to interview her. But my question is, why is CNN doing this story and not a story on how Chicago is a violent mess under Lori Lightfoot? There are 227 murders so far in 2021 in Chicago. There are more than 800 in the last 365 days. That is not a story that CNN is going to obsess over. Kyle Drennan noted several networks were alarmed the Supreme Court was taking up a pro-life law in Mississippi. On the scene, NBC correspondent Morgan Chesky said,
"Advocates say it'll save countless lives, but critics say it's not only unconstitutional, but a public health threat."
The Texas law comes at a key time, as a landmark case deciding constitutional protections for abortions could be in question. The Supreme Court announced it would hear a Mississippi case challenging Roe v. Wade.
That's not a landmark. That's a skid mark. But this is the way the news media use words. Killing a baby after it leaves the womb is not controversial. Oh, that's just misunderstood. Ralph Northam was misunderstood when he said,
"The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother.
And decide whether or not to kill it. Killing babies by the millions is defined as the robust defense of women's health." We're still in George Orwell land. Women's health is, that's what they define abortion is, women's health. It's not baby's health. And when liberals like a bill, if it's LGBTQIA+, well, those, anything they do for their favorites, that they offer protections. They don't offer restrictions. So if we're going to force you to bake a cake, that's not a restriction on the baker. It's a protection. CNN's Brian Stelter,
a gender-neutral potato head,
says this story is getting a ton of attention among the media types on Twitter. Emily Wilder, a brand new staffer at the AP, was terminated this week, apparently for tweets of hers referencing, oh, don't say referencing, say referring to. Oof. Who writes referencing, you young people? Wilder's advocacy for the Palestinian people in opposition to the actions of the Israeli government. So, guess what? People's tweets get them in trouble, especially the brand new people. This is kind of comical, though, considering that the Associated Press has their executives and their higher personnel opinionating all over television. It's kind of weird that you would say, well, AP can't have a newbie reporter that looks opinionated on Twitter. Have they looked at the other AP people on Twitter? They watch John Lemire co-anchor Morning Joe on MSNBC. Nobody's threatening his job. He can come out. We wrote this week about how he was talking to former Republican chairman Michael Steele about what a mess Mitch McConnell was making of the Republican Party. Nobody's saying John Lemire doesn't get to keep his job at the AP. But this is the nature of the news media today. Their ethics are mysterious. They're an enigma. So if you want to know what's going on, you got to come to Newsbusters once, twice, 24 times a day. Thanks for listening.